either to be with the woman I was with or just women in general.
Mm-hmm.
But part of that, I ran into a situation in my life where I was being taken advantage of. And my will, desire, wish, and dream, and want for that woman did not allow me to see what she was doing. And then it became clear at night when I was sleeping one night. I'm like, huh. And the devil was speaking through me, through her, to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I became clear that it wasn't that she was a bad person. It's just that that's the way it was coming at me and the way I put words to it or metaphors to it. We can all have the devil in us.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened to be at that time in my life, I saw it that way. And it was accurate for me at that time.
Sleep.
let's talk about your beatboxing.
Oh,
yeah. Because it is so cool how you do that.
Thank you.
Yeah, have you ever been in a beatbox competition?
No. Never felt need or desire or want or drive to do a competition for that. No.
Okay, so how did you teach yourself how to do that?
When I was much younger, I remember seeing some footage mm-hmm. of Bobby McFerrin walking in New York, doing this thing, walking the streets of New York. And as a kid, I remember thinking, everybody can do that. I was very arrogant. Everybody can do that. And I'd do it. I didn't quite do it the way he did it. And I had no concept of time. Like, time was like, who cares? I didn't know.
Right.
But it started the wheels spinning
mm-hmm.
and looking for what's a good snare sound. That's one of the clap. What do you want? Like, I started looking at sounds, right? Like, and started realizing that with what I do, I can't do, like, often you hear rappers go for their kick. They'll go. And on a properly set up microphone, that actually sounds like a really big kick, and it's cool. But I can't do that if I'm singing, because I have the mic set for singing. So I had to find a version that sounds kind of like an 808 kick. I'm like, okay, well, that's okay. And you start practicing.
Yes.
Trying to make, like, if the microphone's picking up the background music. Try and find something that works with it, right?
Excellent. All right, now you got your fourth album there, Skin and Bones. Tell me about that.
The album?
The album, and pick a song.
The album, this is actually the first departure from the other three. I did the first three with Ben Kaplan,
mm-hmm.
and I did this album and the following one with Crispin Hands. And I love both of those men and what they do. They're amazing. They both have big ears. They're both amazing. It just happens to be that the fella that I worked with to do this one, I've known him a very long time in my life, since we were teenagers. And he said to me, why don't you do an album with me, man? And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Talk. Now these thoughts eat plenty of furies, they get filed away just as well. Come on, our problem shadows cast, oh yeah. They color the memories of a past, from a bottom not to last. Seems I gotta rearrange, interchange. I'm gonna be stronger, stronger. Stronger, stronger. I'm gonna be stronger, stronger. I'm gonna be stronger, stronger. I'm gonna be stronger now. list of what was wrong. I had a plan, wrote it down. It was late, it was dark, that's when I knew just what to do. It was fate, we're gonna talk. I had a plan, I wrote it down, and then I burned it up in faith. I'm gonna be stronger, stronger. Yeah, gonna be stronger, stronger. I'm gonna be stronger, stronger. Yeah, come on, come on, yeah. Stronger, stronger. I'm gonna be stronger, give it up.
And who did the artwork?
The artwork was actually a picture taken by someone by the name of Justine Warrington.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I gotta gloat a little bit. I know Justine very well, and she got to do a movie with some very famous people. It's called Dragged Across Concrete. Anyways, she's the one who actually did the photo for me. She's a wonderful actress and great with the camera. But then we did a bunch of photos, but then there was this one which was actually blurred.
Yes.
It's just, she did it on purpose. She did all these effects. This was before computer effecting, meaning it could have been affected in the computer, but this was actually shot like that on purpose to get that mystery.
Maybe it's been the heat, all the daylight that's been burning. Maybe it's been me, my direction keeps on turning. I've been staring at the moonlight, staring at the moonlight, been staring at the moon. Found myself in the world, had to drop that life of burden. I remember the dreams, but my lessons I'm unlearning. Staring at the moonlight, staring at the moonlight. Oh, I'm unlearning. Been staring at the moon, staring at the moonlight. Hey, you tell me now, the fire I'm burning. Who's going to? Who's going to quench the fire I'm burning? Is it you? I wanna treat you right, but even good girls don't wanna be good all night. Coming back, I used to prowl the night. Come on and bite me first, I'll bite you back. I've been staring at the moonlight, staring at the moonlight, staring at the moon. Thank you.
Any musicians that inspired you?
I've never been inspired by only... how do I say this? There were times in my life, say, I would be inspired by Flea or Jaco. But then it's not just them, it's full artists. Like, even something like D-Light, and you hear that bass line. It's cool. And you're like, oh. So it wasn't that I was ever inspired by one. It could be anything. Like Maxwell. I'd hear Maxwell and be like, dude, that's so cool. You know, like, there's so many wonderful artists or musicians or players or... You know, even the Tijuana Brass, you hear that and you're like, oh God, I love that. I love that. If I could have those horns in my van, you know, like, and it's Herb Albert. That's not now. That's you know, decades ago. Right?
That was from 1965, Whipped Cream by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. And some of you are thinking, oh, that song sounds so familiar. It's from that TV show called The Dating Game. So all this whipped cream is reminding me about Halloween candy and stuff. So let's talk about Halloween events. The vintage Halloween market is happening this Friday, and it's Friday the 13th at the Ellis Building, 1024 Main Street. If you're looking for spooky decor or costume ideas, there's no cover from 6 to 10 p.m. And then the weekend, the End Times Garage Sale. It's the Halloween edition. It's happening at the beautiful Heritage Hall, 3102 Main Street. So October 14th, 12 to 7 p.m. and October 15th, 12 to 5 p.m. The End Times Garage Sale. Yes, and it's almost time to end the show. The next program after mine is a hip-hop show called Next Up Hip-Hop. And I want to thank you all for hanging out with me, DJ Medi, and we'll continue on with the finale of the Dino Colo interview after the break.
Hi, I'm Brent Morrison, the host of the Rock and Blues Show, broadcasting 2 hours of the best in rock and blues music every Thursday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at CJSF 90.1 FM. From Albert King to ZZ Top, we delve into almost 90 years of recorded blues music, featuring big guitars, powerful vocals, and driving rhythms. From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, across two oceans and two hemispheres, we play the music that gave birth to almost all modern music. As Muddy Waters said, the blues had a baby, and they named it rock and roll. I hope you'll tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM Thursday mornings from 7 to 9 for a music experience unlike any other.
Pound up for your chest just to warn on the rest. Use the high that you get by myself, it's fleeting. One more hit to make you your best. Use the high that you get from something else, it's burning. We've fallen back, fallen to earth each time. We've fallen back, we've fallen to earth each time. Blow away
your own horn is fleeting. Raise your voice to make yourself heard, but later that year you wish that you had been listening. We've fallen back, we're falling to earth each time. We've fallen back, we're falling to earth each time. We've fallen back, we're falling to earth each time.
Gigs around town, and during COVID you were doing the live stream. How did that approach go, like, since no one was able to do shows at that time? How did you, like, you had to teach yourself how to do the video and all that? Or
yes, it was a quick learning curve to be able to be your own camera guy, producer, sound guy, mixer, all that stuff. All it took a few times, tries to get it to work and get levels that work. I got feedback from friends of mine who are either audio or visual or know what they're talking about, and eventually got it working so that it was very presentable and people would give. I mean, Crispin gave me the backdrop soon into the shows that you'll see in some of the shows if you were to look them up.
Yeah, no, that was amazing. So like you said, from COVID to now, like I said, now you're out there, you're playing all these gigs, and you're like a regular here at, I can't pronounce it.
Vivace.
Vivace, okay. Vivace, and then tell me about all the other places that you go to perform.
Oh, well, I'm all over the place.
Well, basically, people can go to your website, is that correct?
That's the better way to do it, to go to my website, which is my name, DinoDeNicolo.com.
We're going to end with this light, and thank you so much, Dino, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thank you for having me.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
You've been given this light to carry it through. In day or night, they're going to carry you through. To carry it through.
shine through this